Hello everybody, welcome back. I know Invisible Chess doesn't normally have an episode on a Tuesday, but I thought I'd throw out another quick bonus episode today. When I first started regularly doing blindfold chess training, I spent a lot of time with one of Bruce Pandolfini's books. I think it's called Pandolfini's Endgame Course, or Complete Endgame Course maybe, something like that. This is a book that I wouldn't necessarily recommend buying new because it has a lot of typos and printing errors in it. But it's definitely worth picking up secondhand if you see it going cheap. What's interesting about the book, and why I think it's perfect for visualisation work, is that it consists of 239 different endgame positions of various types, nearly all of them five pieces or fewer. There's one position per page, so you can work through the positions and check your analysis as you go along. The only difference when you're doing it blindfold is that you don't need the diagram which Pandolfini provides. Which actually makes the book better because you don't end up looking at it trying to find a solution, only to discover later on that the pieces are printed on the wrong squares. I do still very much like the book, and I regularly dip into it and pull out a position at random to think about. I actually now have all of them in a little A5 notebook that I carry around with me the whole time, so I don't need the book anymore, which is probably why I don't remember the title exactly. Today, I got the number 171 out of my random number generator app, which turned out to be this position. White has a king on h3, a knight on g4, and a pawn on h6. Black has a king on g6. It's white to play and win. That's white, king h3, knight g4, and pawn h6. And black, king g6. White to play and win. It feels like it should be trivial, knight and pawn against nothing after all, and in truth it's not the most fiendishly difficult study in the world. But, I don't know, I enjoyed how you have to get your three pieces to coordinate together, whilst also being careful not to accidentally stalemate Black's king. Anyway, I hope you have fun with it too, and until next time, happy chessing.